Coming up on TMS, moving people sucks.
How awesome is Hearthstone anyway?
It's really awesome. Scott is juicing everything.
How much trouble could it be if you get caught stealing millions of quarters?
Selfies hurt relationships, says a new study.
Tanny Mom made a horrible music video.
And we're going to play it. The Butler ruled the box office last weekend.
Geek food.
Major spoilers.
Eric's app review.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Packs more pleasure, packs more pleasure. Chesterfield packs more pleasure because Chesterfield's more perfectly packed.
It stands to reason a cigarette made better and packed better smokes better, tastes better. And Chesterfield is more perfectly packed by Accuray. This electronic miracle removes human error in cigarette manufacture. So Accuray Chesterfield is firm and pleasing to the lips. Mild, yet deeply satisfying.
The Morning Stream. 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 The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. When Nick.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunnyvale Monday Snabber Happy. It's the morning stream. I don't know what any of that was. I feel like I need to bring some sunshine into the world this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like today deserves to be a launching pad for better attitudes and more focused
really
good
like
times.
A new start, a new fresh start.
Yeah, like sure. I don't know, like a big basket of like fresh laundry. Sure,
a big system wide reboot.
Right, like a. Everyone good? Good. Let's start over. What do you call it? A mulligan in golf?
Right. A do-over?
Yeah. What do you call it in baseball? Call it a...
you don't get a do-over in baseball.
No, you don't get a do-over. No. Rain delay.
An error.
An error.
Error.
All right, everybody. I would like to start your day with an error. And that is by listening to this here show, which is The Morning Stream. Good morning. It's Monday, August 19th, 2013. I be Scott Johnson, that be Brian Ibbett, who is still recovering from death
and
cold.
And like Chesterfield, I am firm and pleasing to the lips as well.
You are. That's true.
That was a really weird way to describe a cigarette.
Yeah.
Firm and pleasing to the lips.
Pleasing to the lips. I mean, somebody sat around a room, John Hamm style, going, what is it we're not saying about this cigarette that people want to know?
The commercial opens on a housewife. She's in her kitchen. The kids are done eating. She's putting away the dishes.
Yeah.
She's looking for a way to escape. She's looking for that ray of sunshine in her life.
You know, your John Hamm is basically Obama.
Really, I don't know if you've noticed. Well, no, I think I've figured out how to differentiate the two. The Obama, you got to really break down the words, separate them with long pauses and creaking noises. And then the John Hamm.
Creaky noises.
The John Hamm is their pauses. But it's almost like Twilight Zone.
Mm. Who's
the guy? Who's the
Ron Serling?
Rod Serling.
Rod, yes. Not Ron.
Rod Serling.
His brother
so it's
Ron
almost like
is,
a Rod Serling kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking
picture
of his brother.
A woman trapped in her own nightmare.
Oh my gosh! Were you growing up? Were you a fan of any of the? Because I remember growing up when I was very young, they were repeating. At that time, they would have been 25-year-old or whatever episodes of that. And I remember loving it. Like, just
and they,
greatest thing
they
ever.
They made a comeback in the 80s on I want to say it was CBS, had an hour-long Twilight Zone show with, like, a new logo and a new look.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember those being really good. Like, there was a really good – there's one that sticks with me to this day about a woman who is trapped in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes friends with this guy who says, you know, I'll help you get out. I'll help you escape prison.
Yeah.
And he says, what we're going to do is next time somebody dies, we're going to climb you into the we're going to hide you in the coffin. And then since I'm the undertaker, once you get buried, you just have to be buried in the coffin for a little while. Then I'm going to come and dig you up and you'll be free.
Mm.
So she waits. Somebody finally dies. She climbs in the coffin. She gets ridden out of the prison in a hearse.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the dead body in there.
Uh-huh.
Lowered into the grave, buried.
Yeah.
And then she's waiting, and she's waiting to get dug up.
Right.
And she's waiting, and finally she, you know, she lights a match or something, and she sees that the person she's in the coffin with is the Undertaker.
Oh my gosh!
The only person who knew.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Yeah, that that's great. That stuff's cool, man.
They're, it was really cool.
It was really, really good. Done. Yeah, and I thought the redo stuff was pretty good. Then the Outer Limits, they did a redo, like but theirs was all porny, right? They had a porny thing going on Showtime or something where you could watch some sci-fi intrigue and then nudie, and then nudicles would come out just about every episode. I remember that. That was a thing.
People are like, hey, there's spoilers, Brian. Watch those spoilers.
Yeah, watch those spoilers. By the way, Twilight Zone originally aired 1959 and went through 1964. And let's see, Netflix has two seasons, but I think seasons for them were different then, and they're giant. There's tons of them. So I don't know if that means they only have two total, or I don't know how it works. But anyway, catch up on it. It's good stuff. There's some thought-provoking business in there, and William Shatner trying to tell people there's something on the plane right there on the wing. So that's worth watching. I don't know why we're talking about that, but hey, why not? It came up. Hey, check it out. So, fatherhood.
Yes.
It's a little rough sometimes.
Aw.
Well, you have these seminal moments. Well, there was the original seminal moment, if you know what I'm saying. If you know what I'm saying, Brian. Your seminal.
Right.
Fatherhood's most seminal moment.
Yes.
But then there's these times when they grow up or they move on or they have giant things to get through in their life or whatever. And there's these moments when they move out for school or otherwise, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one's coming for you. You'll be there.
Yeah.
Soon enough, Brian will arrive at the gate.
Yeah.
And there it'll be. Yeah, not that far off. So Taylor already did a semester away from home last year, came back, and is now doing a semester more locally, but she moved out to a permanent apartment over the weekend. Well, I guess on just before the weekend. So she's in this apartment. She's got two roommates, two lady friend roommates. One is named Eileen, who I always say, come on, Eileen, every time I see her. And the other one, I don't know who it is, someone new. And she moved in, and I said, look, I have two PlayStation 3s, the original model and the new slim one I bought. Because back in the day, I thought my original model broke, but it wasn't. It was something else, and so it worked. So we had two PS3s floating around the house. So she got to have the old PS3. She got to have an old crappy TV that's fallen apart, kind of. You know, you give them these things.
Sure. They're like little just kind of donations to get them get them started on their new life.
It's what you do.
Important things like a PS3 and a television.
Yeah, a television and PS3, of course. And I think my wife's old iPad 1 and stuff like that. So she's in her apartment now. And I'm having the oddest feeling about it. Like I'm excited for her. I'm stoked about it and all these things. But it's like it's slowly sinking in that this is like a sad time. Like I'm sending one of mine off. And it's great. She's independent. She wants to do this. She's stoked about it. She registered for school. She's got a great job. She's in this awesome apartment right in the center of Salt Lake City, right in town there. It's this really cool place where it's like a bunch of young people. They have this awesome roof on top of the building where you can go out there anytime. Lounge around, look at the stars, listen to music, hang out.
Throw out a towel, sunbathe. It's like the, you see in every sitcom, right? Where they've got the rooftop, the perfect rooftop apartment set up.
Yeah, exactly. And so awesome. It's it reminds me of, what was that show? This might ring a bell. Here you go. Let's get that one going.
Is that Melrose Place?
Oh, yeah, baby. Come on, kick it in, kick it in. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I hope her life's not like Melrose Place, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Anyway, it's really cool. She took all the initiative, like, let's get the lease signed. Okay, you guys, here's the paperwork. I've got utilities worked out. Who called the internet people? Okay, great. Like, I'm really proud of her. It's straight up and down the way this is supposed to go. There's no weirdness. There's no rebellion. She loves her parents still. We love her. Like, there's no infighting or crazy crap. Nothing. Nothing's weird. Yet I still feel like just like an empty husk of, like, oh, one of the birds left the nest behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you kind of had that. You did have that a little bit. I mean, like you said, you had that a little bit when she went off to college for that first semester.
Yeah. And now it's even better now because, I mean, she's close. Like, I can get down there real easy if we want to hang out for lunch on a Saturday. No problem.
Yeah. Like, Tristan thinks, he's like talking about wanting to do. He's talking about actually wanting to go to college out in Utah.
Oh, wow.
Potentially doing the thing with Karen,
the video
game development. Mm-hmm. Possibly, if he's looking at a bunch of different things. And
we'll keep our eye on him if he comes out here.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're stringing up some closed circuit television in his, some cameras in his apartment if he's out there.
Some tag team parenting going on there. We'll work that out. But that's actually where Taylor works now. She works up in that department. And right. I mean, it's a really, yeah. When you get there and you're going to be there quick, like we said,
mm-hmm.
It's such a mixed bag. Like, you're proud of them. You're stoked. In a way, you're like, one of these rooms is going to free up. I can put some stuff in there. Like, there's all these benefits to it, but it's still, I don't know. I'm just feeling a little melancholy about it right now.
Sure.
Gonna miss having her around all the time, but it is what it is. All right.
Tristan actually goes back to school tomorrow.
Yeah, same with the other two. They start tomorrow as well. And of course, last night they all stayed up till like 12:30 or something. I'm like, you guys, you're in the worst habits. You're in the summer habit of staying up until almost 1 o'clock in the morning. We can't do this. It's so hard to switch over.
Yeah,
they're gonna be all pissed, and they're like, whatever, Dad, we gotta use it. We gotta do it while we can. I'm like, all right. Sound like me. I guess I can't complain too much. But, they start back tomorrow. That'll be good.
Yes.
We'll
be. I'm looking forward to it.
Getting the hell out of the house. I'm looking forward to it big time. Anyway, so let's talk about, briefly, Hearthstone.
Yeah.
The beta landed last Friday. Right while we were recording the instance, sort of the Twitter sphere started to erupt in rumors that they were about to come.
Became the shortest episode of the instance ever.
Yep. And it was funny because I said on the show, looks like they're coming, something, blah, blah, blah. And then I got a couple of emails from people I won't mention who said, dude, they're not coming today. This is all just rumor. And then they came like a half an hour later.
Right.
I literally think those people didn't know. I think it was such a well-orchestrated launch of the beta, the public beta, that that some people at Blizzard who think they know didn't know. That's what I think.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. But one way or the other, these beta keys came out. I ended up with a couple of extra, passed them around, gave you one. It's awesome. That game is rad.
It is really awesome.
Addicting as hell. I'm kind of half tempted to buy that $50 card pack and call it good. I know that sounds crazy. That sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy, Scott.
Just the way it just coming out of my mouth just now, it just felt weird to even say it. Mm-hmm. And the money carries over after the beta and all that, so it's not a big deal.
Right. And then you get 50 new cards. So you'll get really attached to these cards that you get in your 50 packs.
Yeah.
Or 40 packs.
40 packs and then, of five cards each, is it?
I think so, yeah. So what is that, 200 cards?
Yeah, so the question is...
So you'll get really attached to those 200 cards, and then, boom, they're gone. You get 200 different ones, and...
That's true, start over, but just think of it this way. What if I got a bum draw and got hardly any legendaries or epics or anything? Just like the real store, like, don't you wish you could go to a Walmart and buy a bunch of Magic cards and then go, damn, didn't get a very good selection here, and then go back and do a do-over, mulligan?
That happens with the Warcraft.
What is that noise?
Yeah, what is that? It sounds like popcorn.
There's like music coming out of the speaker behind.
What?
It's like a commercial.
It sounds like a popcorn popper.
I don't know. Oh, you know what? It's a. It must be a page I've got open in the background here.
Oh.
Mute that.
Anyway, so it's like the Warcraft TCG. Don't even miss a beat. Like, you're trying to get the loot cards and you end up with 50 more Murlocs.
Yeah, stuff you didn't want. So this is a nice option. Anyway, the game's great and we're having a ball with it. And if you're playing the beta, we'll look to lose to you online. Very excited.
Have you already unlocked all the different class decks?
Nope, got most of them down to one left. I think I got Garrosh Hellscream.
Six out of the nine.
Yeah. I got to get him down, but he keeps wiping me out, keeps beating me. I think that's no mistake that he's beating me. You got to beat Garrosh Hellscream. Mm-hmm. Game's great, though. You guys should try it when it goes a little bit more broad. Right now, they're limited to how many keys they're putting out, but pretty awesome so far. And if I get more, we'll do some contests and stuff.
Sure.
Also, one last note. I got a juicer.
Mm-hmm.
It arrived, Thursday. And we've had some time with it now.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say a ton because when the Geek Food girls are on later in the show, they're going
to talk more about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But suffice it to say, I can go almost a whole day on a big thing of like kale, carrot, apple, put a whole orange in there, skin and all.
Mm.
Like it's just a big, big glass of like a hodgepodge of veggies and fruit. That thing on Saturday, I helped my mom take some stuff to the dump, and it took, that thing basically filled me up from like, I don't want to say 9 o'clock till about 2 in the afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah. I never was hungry. Wow. How weird is that?
That is weird.
Weird. I had all this energy.
That's great, though. Holy
Actually,
cow,
it was weird. I had a ton of energy, but I had that feeling of not having anything in me because, you know, it's all liquid. It's all absorbed and gone.
Yeah.
And, but I had that feeling of emptiness that I would normally be like, oh, I'm so freaking hungry, but I wasn't.
So it was like an empty feeling, but no hunger to go with it.
Right, right. And hold your emails, those of you out there going, you don't want to juice too much because you're going to lose all the fiber. You're not going to have any fiber in your diet. Relax. I got it. I know. I'm eating regular meals too.
Kale is for? I mean, there's things
there.
You can get. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but I'm not going full liquid Oprah diet here. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just having some of my meals are full on juiced. And that's mm-hmm. it. And it's good. And I recommend this juicer a lot. And we'll talk more about it later. But it's exciting stuff, Brian. Exciting, wild, crazy stuff. Let's call Daryl. Okay, great. Hold on. I got to get in here. I mean, I'm running on that same energy this morning. I had one this morning and it's kicking in and it feels great. It's better than
caffeine.
Is that
what you're drinking out of that ginormous mug?
Yes, sir, I am. And it's real good. It's real, real good. All right, here's this. Ladies and gentlemen, join us for Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by...
Looking for another podcast to listen to? Another Way Around, Life and Gaming Podcast Deluxe. Go to awaycast.com to listen in as the guys talk life, games, and everything in between. Right now, until the end of August, the Awaycast is giving away free Microsoft points and subscriptions to Xbox Live as part of their Summer of Arcade giveaway. Just follow, subscribe, and like to enter. That's www.awaycast.com.
Fantastic. Daryl, are you there?
I am.
You know what? If
I just got here.
If you were all upset, this reminds me of what you might sound like. If you were late.
That's the noise he makes after he hangs up when he gets the question wrong.
Every time.
Yeah.
Or when we say it's Worf and it turns out to be Spock in the guess the.
Yeah, that's why we
guess who said it.
That's why we hang up so quick. Because then we don't want to hear Daryl fall apart on us.
Want to hear that noise.
Daryl, I'm glad you made it. It sounds like nick of time kind of business there for you, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, I have one important thing to do before we start.
Oh, go ahead. Give it.
One second here.
Yeah, no fun.
One minute here.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Wow. You know, you have the strangest sounding sphincter and fart noises I've ever heard in my life. That's really odd.
Okay, now I'm ready.
Okay, good. So they animated that Breaking Bad Star Trek thing, and it's really funny. So people should watch that. Just reminded me of that. Also, there's something else I was going to tell Daryl today. What was it? Ooh, it was so good, too.
Hmm.
Damn it.
I was going to tell him about how with this cold, I've been trying different medications every day because I'm kind of treating it like it's the shield on the Borgs.
Yeah.
Or the Borg. Borgs.
On the Borgs. Hey, you kid, you like that episode with the Borgs in it?
The Borgs? Yes.
Yeah.
Where it keeps changing. You've got to try a different frequency each time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's that working for you? Is it working?
It's working actually a lot better than just sticking with the Mucinex. It's kicking its butt.
It's like muscle
Today's
confusion.
Today's medication is Tavis D.
What a Tavis D. So that is... Let me ask you this, though. Do you find that one is better than the other? Like, if you had to... If somebody said, Brian, we're sending you to a solitary tank and you can't take anything in there except one cold medicine, what do you take?
Right. The one I'm currently doing, I really like, which is, I think it is Tavis D. It's one that has a spray nozzle that goes up your nose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
For whatever reason. For whatever reason, that just goes, boom, right to the source and
Kim swears by those. She thinks she thinks that actually is preventative, too. So if you feel like you're starting to get one, you start
pumping
yourself full of it and you'll get rid of it. All right, well, good. Daryl's always had zinc kind of business going on, right there, Daryl? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bomb it with lots of it, lots of zinc.
Yeah, not
not
right.
Not those silly little cold tablet things, but
right.
real actual
Airborne's
things.
And stuff like that. Yeah. I hit that thing really hard when I started feeling it last week. A week ago today, or a week ago tomorrow.
Yeah.
And did not catch it in time, I don't think.
You can't get the good stuff. You got to get like a Canadian black market zinc.
That's right.
To really have any effect. Well, fantastic.
Bumps in a donut.
Daryl, it's good to have you on, and good to have another Star Trek trivia question. Somebody the other day said on email, said, you know, I love that segment, but maybe you guys should try stumping a different kind of nerd for a while. And I said, why? And he goes, well, not. I mean, you could still stump Daryl, but maybe it could be other kind of, I don't know what his voice sounded like, but I'm really ruining it here. But anyway, the point is, I came back to him and said, listen, Star Trek is part of the moral fiber of our nation. And I'm not willing. I, for one, am not willing to just throw it by the wayside, to chuck it under the bus, to feed it to the wolves. We are going to keep doing this until hell freezes over.
That said, Daryl, next time you're gone, we're doing stump a Star Wars nerd, yep. Stump a Lord of the Rings nerd.
Yep, stump a Firefly nerd. Looking forward to that one. And stump a Barnaby Jones nerd. That's going to be my favorite week.
Right there, that's where you go.
Yep. Daryl, here's your question. It's hard trivia. Here it is. The Next Generation question of the week is thusly. In the Next Generation episode, Silicon Avatar. Is that a band name or a wrestling name? It should be. The crystalline entity makes an appearance. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know what? It'd be a lot easier to give that a different name. I was always thinking that in Star Trek. It's like you've named it this. So Picard and everybody, you call it the crystalline entity. It's not like they said to you, hey, I'm the crystalline entity. Call me by name. They made it up. You'd think they could come up with something better that was less painful to say and stupid sounding. Just say, I don't know, the crystal.
Or Silicon Avatar.
Silicon Avatar. Instead of the crystalline entity. Come on now.
Oh, I don't know.
How about just Crystal?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, get out of the way. We need to fly past you here in this part of space.
You know, there should be a band named Crystalline Entity.
Yeah, well, why isn't there?
There should be.
That's what I ask.
It'd be a great band name.
That was the...
Hello, Cleveland, we're the Crystalline Entity! And we're going to rock you!
We were Crystal Method, but we changed it. All right, here you go. The Crystalline Entity makes an appearance. Sadly, it gets killed in the episode by Dr. Killamar. who wanted to kill it for killing her son. What type of beam does she use to kill the crystalline entity? Was it a graviton beam, a tachyon beam, a nadion beam, or an ion beam?
No.
You don't like that nadion beam at all, do you? It made you giggle.
What is that?
I don't even know.
Sounds like an Indian thing.
Yeah, nadion.
An Indian thing? What, dot or feather? Which one?
Feather.
Feather. With nadion? Really?
Nadion beam.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Welcome to my casino. You'll notice to the left you can... All right. Don't eat all the bugalo. All right, I'm going
to
start. I'm going
to
play...
Nadion beans, they're fresh.
That guy, by the way, that does... I don't know who's doing the voice for the bugalo, or for the Martians, who are basically Native Americans in Futurama, but that voice is so dead perfect. It's perfect. All right, so while you think about this thing you already know, as if you really have to think about it, we are going to test our final bag of something-something.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Triple-double Oreo Napoleons. Or, no, sorry, Neapolitans. Neapolitan. Neapolitan. All right, so this is sealed. Slit appears when opened. All right, here we go. Open your slit, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
What? What'd you say? Okay, my slit won't open.
You've really got any. Oh, look at this one. This one goes horizontal as opposed to.
How come I can't open my slit?
The rows go side to side instead of down the length. I don't know why you can't open your slit.
I gotta quit saying open my slit.
There's a black and white YouTube video about that.
Oh, is there? About opening your slit?
Well, you know, you've captured some clips from it.
Oh, have I? my brain's not working.
That's nasty.
Oh, yeah, all right. I can't get this open.
Really?
It says easy open pull tab. There's no tab.
Ah, what?
Yeah, you see where it says lift?
Yeah, that lift thing is printed on the bag.
No, it's not. That's a separate
little...
You didn't
do the cutter on that one?
Oh, here we go.
Separate little...
Here it is. It's just really surgical this time. Okay, got it. Okay, these literally have, you know how, most Oreo cookies have, you know, goo in the middle of varying thicknesses. This literally has cookie on top, pink strawberry, whatever goo, and then another cookie layer, and then chocolate goo, and then a final cookie layer. So it's like stacked.
It's like the Big Mac of Oreo cookies.
Yeah, it is, totally. Probably just as bad for me.
Because of that, how many servings are in this compared to a regular bag? Far fewer.
How many calories per...
18. So there's about, it says there's about 18 cookies in here. Serving size, one cookie, servings per container, about 18.
Wow. Bring over 17 of your best friends.
Starting to move into Pepperidge Farm territory. Bag with 18 cookies in it.
There we go. Yeah, I already know this is a wrong thing. This isn't good for me to do this. Like, if this is good and all, but I feel guilt. I feel guilt as I'm chewing it.
Wow,
that's good though.
No, it's good.
It's really good. But doesn't that feel like the worst thing you could do to yourself right now?
Well, one.
It's like I just ate a gallon of 100 calories.
Wow, that's just too much. I feel guilty.
Good for you, healthy man.
Well, you know.
The way I look at it, I'm eating one. I may have another one this afternoon, but that's it.
All right, listen, moderation, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm tired of your moderate middle-of-the-road stance that's healthier and smarter. All right. No extremes with Brian. No extremes. There you go. Thank you for those, Mary. Once again, those are all great, and I've got to try to avoid those. Those are really good. Look, I'm 18 pounds down. I got to keep at it. That's all. Can't let myself down. All right, let's get back to what? Oh, birthdays. Anybody in Star Trek of any note worthy of a birthday call out?
I don't know if this guy's notable, but some guy named Gene Roddenberry.
Ooh. Oh, I heard of that guy.
Yeah, he was instrumental, I understand, in something to do with Star Trek.
Yeah, I heard came up with the idea for the little emblems on the shirts or something.
Yeah, or designed like those big...
The noise that the doors make when they open.
Yeah. Whoosh. Yeah, he did. Yeah. That was him. Oh, great. Well, how old is he now? Because he surely isn't dead.
Oh, he surely is.
Oh, man.
He would have been 92 today.
Somebody at home listening to this is taking it seriously and think we know that little about Gene Roddenberry. We've done too good a job selling this.
We haven't yet asked, what's he doing now? What's he doing these days?
how old is he again? Or would he have been? Sorry.
Would he have been?
92.
So quick note about him. If you haven't seen the documentary, you really should. The one that his son does. What's that one called? It's on Netflix. Shoot.
I want to say Guild Wars, but that's not it.
It's definitely not it. I can't remember what it is. It's something like it's another play on Star Trek terms, and I forget the name of it, but it's his son.
Trek Nation.
Is that the one? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a picture. Is it like a silhouette of him and his dad pointing to the stars or whatever? It's really, really good and kind of unflinching. It's not there are parts of Gene Roddenberry's life that are colorful and not great, like moments of weakness for that guy, and they're not afraid to talk about those too. It's a very, very complete kind of portrait of the man, and I think it's pretty awesome. So watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there, get on it. All right, Daryl, back to the question. Next gen silicon avatar, crystalline entity killed by the lady, what beam does she whip out and kill him with? Graviton, tachyon, nadion, or ion?
Well, I have a kind of feeling that maybe it's the graviton one, because that has to do with gravity, and you shake this thing and it falls apart, and that's kind of what happened.
Right, because there's gravity. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's find out. Judges, is it the graviton? And by the way, if you get this wrong today, I have a new song to play, or sound to play for you.
Gee, I wonder which one you're going to
play. Yeah, I wonder what that'll be. All right, so judges, is he right?
Congratulations!
Oh, shoot, I get to put
you're a winner!
You are the winner. Graviton beam. She sets the computer to emit this beam to the crystalline entity. They originally consider using small pulses of the beam to communicate with it. Well, after Dr. Marr increases the intensity of the beam and locks out the controls, making it impossible to turn off, the result is the entity being killed. Here's a clip of Data telling Dr. Marr, Bill Maher, who knows, that her son would be sad if he did what she did. So here you go.
He was proud of your career as a scientist. And now you have destroyed that. You say you did it for him. But I do not believe he would have wanted that. Yes. I believe your son would be very sad now.
Jeez.
I am sorry, Doctor, but I cannot help you.
Right. Don't you feel like a piece of poop now?
So there you go. Nice job, Daryl. Good way to kick the week off. Sounds like an easy one for you. And why is it easy? Because Daryl's part of the fine program known as This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com, where they talk about all things Star Trek each and every week. He's also the Trek nerd on Twitter. Okay. Give us a alien or whatever. I love that thing you're doing now. What's it called? What are you calling it?
Star Trek alien or actual mineral.
All right, okay. Go for it.
All right.
Okay. if I can even pronounce this. I want to say am I right, but that's not it.
Amazarite.
Amazarite.
Okay.
Amazarite?
Amazarite?
Amazarite wrong.
Amazarite. I'm going to say it's a mineral.
Amazarite. I'm going to say alien.
It is an alien.
Yeah. Ooh, dude, what am I, like 3 for 3, I think, or something like that? That's got to be a record for me with any kind of contest ever in my life. Fantastic. Bye, Daryl. Suck it. It's the news.
And it's brought to you by StarCast. They're branching out, and they just released a podcast about Dota and the biggest esports tournament of the year, the International 3. Find it in the StarCast feed on iTunes and also on the Frog Pants Ultra feed.
Indeed.
Nice.
Find it there. Good job, Garrett. James Bagarozzo gets prison for stealing $210,000 worth of quarters. That's a lot of quarters. I tried that to add them fantastic. Up. Let's think about that. 210K. You know what?
So just, four times that. So like 840,000 quarters.
Almost a million, yeah. Yeah, that's right. What the hell, dude? Look at you. You freaking Rain Man over there? How'd you know that off the top of your head?
Four quarters and a dollar. Multiply that times four. And
jeez. It still sounds complicated to me. From the moment parking meter mechanic James Bagarozzo, there's your first problem. He's the parking meter attendant
Bagarozzo.
Guy. Began his scheme to steal the machines. His life became overrun with quarters. He stashed them in his pockets, in sacks in his truck, in closets at his house. Over the last 8 years, he bought a home for $210,000 worth of quarters. That's 10,500 pounds of quarters, which he dutifully rolled and packed into $500 boxes to be exchanged for cash at banks on his lunch hour. This seems like you're leaving a bit of a trail there, dude.
Just a little bit. Plus, it's not like he can't just take in a zippered bag of quarters and have them put in their little machine and it counts them for you.
Yeah, exactly. On Friday, this previous Friday, a judge imposed a 2.5-year sentence on Bagarozzo. It's an unfortunate last name. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah.
Who blamed a gambling addiction and an illness he believed would kill him before he built a nest egg for his family. Quote, with all of
some
it.
Some people turned to meth, others turned into raiding parking meters.
Exactly. This is like a Breaking Bad story, except very different.
Right.
Different direction.
Breaking meters.
Right. With all. Breaking Bags or Breaking Bagarozzo. There you go.
Breaking Bagarozzo.
With all its problems, the last thing the city of Buffalo needs is employees who don't do what they're paid to do. U.S. District Judge Richard Arcara, the guy's got a cool name. Mm-hmm. Is that an alien or a mineral? Said as he rejected a defense plea for a home confinement or community service plea. So he got jail, full on prison.
So nobody noticed. On this street in Buffalo.
Yeah.
There were cars parking there, but they were just not making any money from that street.
Yeah. I mean, how long? 10 years, I guess.
He'd be skimming pretty well. Like, $210,000 worth of quarters. So he had to be skimming a pretty hefty amount just for 8 years.
Well, plus it's 8 year. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's a lot of quarters. You're right.
All right. I mean, so what is that?
The amount of money is actually not that big for 8 years. Like, I feel like that's a... That's a low amount if you're skimming money for that long, but if it's in the form of quarters, mm-hmm. out of machines, and you've got bags of it everywhere. That's a lot of money for quarters. Like that's a right. lot of quarters. Holy crap!
All right, so let's see here. Divided by 8, so that's 26,250 per year. Divide that by 365, so that's about $72 a day
In quarters.
That he's in quarters. Okay. So.
About what I spent at the arcade growing up. That's about right.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're, you know, but I mean, that's a lot to take. That's a noticeable sum to take from, you know, a couple hundred meters, right, that you're going around to.
Yep.
People are going to notice a $72 difference when you start doing this.
Well, he's just the maintenance dude, so you'd think the guy that collected.
Oh, right, right. He's a mechanic.
Right. You'd think the guy that collected would notice and go, hey, yeah, why is this so low here? We've had plenty of traffic or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if he got away for 8 years, he probably it's not as hard as we think it is to catch, but poor guy. Well, not really. Don't steal things, James.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's an interesting study, scientific study of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Too many selfies on Facebook can damage your relationships. Here's one for the kids.
Yes, exactly.
Here's something to really trout pout about. Really, Daily News, really?
Trout pout? Oh, because that's the face you make when you're doing a selfie?
Yeah, that and the used to be duck thing, but now they're calling it trout pout. That selfie habit of yours could be damaging your closest of relationships. People who post a lot of photos on Facebook and other social networks run the risk of alienating friends, family members, and colleagues, leading to less supportive bonds. A team of UK researchers found. And selfies, or self-portraits, seem to be some of the most irksome images, said lead researcher Dr. David Houghton. He says this in his British accent. People, other than very close friends and relatives, don't seem to relate too well to those who constantly share photos of themselves, unquote, says Houghton, a market lecturer at Birmingham Business School, or BBS, he said in a statement. So the idea being that you, statistically speaking, if you're putting a bunch of pictures of yourself up there, those people on the whole would lose their relationship status or change it more frequently than those who didn't.
Right, right, exactly. Because they think you're self-absorbed and, yeah. Great. Bill's putting another picture of himself sitting in front of the mirror again with a bath with a towel around.
Jeez, Bill Duran, what are you doing? I'm unfriending him. I understand this. You know what? I don't like the quote-unquote stereotypic selfie at all. I find them horrifying to the point that I don't want to see them. I just don't have any interest in that. If you're going to put a photo of you in a towel in the bathroom in the mirror holding your phone up, I have nothing to say to you.
Right.
I have nothing to talk about with you. You and I are on totally two different planes right now. But the things you're into are not the things I'm into.
I did want to try and figure out a way to do a parody shot for my cover photo on Facebook, though, where it's me in a towel in front of a bathroom mirror. And then there's a bunch of guys, like basically I've been a public bathroom. So there's urinals behind me and there's guys sitting at the urinals and a couple guys washing their hands looking at me like, but here I am in a towel.
You gotta stage it so that people are like looking over his shoulder from the urinal and just looking disgusted at you.
Get a few people I know who are up for doing that. We'll block off a bathroom for a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll do this at Nerdtacular, or maybe even at. Are you coming to BlizzCon? Do you know?
I'm hoping to. Okay. I really want to. I haven't bought my ticket or hotel or anything.
Have to look at
that. It's November. I can
work something out.
Exactly.
We'll figure it out.
Go see my uncle and aunt and my cousins while I'm out there.
They live out in the Anaheimish area.
They do. Well, they live in north of LA, so it's a little bit of a hike, but
it's not too bad.
Not too bad. No.
Well, don't do any selfies on Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
It's going to lead to problems for you.
Lose your relationships.
That's right. I'll tell you what won't lose your relationship. You at the gym, working out, looking all hot for people around you, wearing a brand new pair of tweaked audio earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Stick them in your ears. They're nice and padded. They got different sizes. They ship with a little rubber replacement-y thing, so you know which size is going to fit your ear the best. And then just block the world out. They're designed to create all kinds of noise reduction. You're not going to hear the guy next to you farting and making sounds. You're going to hear the soothing sounds of your own playlist, which has on it things like, if you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. engineered for durability, designed to sound great for music and talk, and a bunch of colors, bunch of styles, lifetime warranty on everything. And don't forget, save some money when you pick up your pair at tweakedaudio.com by using the code STREAM, STREAM, STREAM at checkout for 33% off your next set of audio earbuds from tweakedaudio.com.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop. It's brought to you, Barb.
If you think having, if you think having a tooth filling is bad, try getting your top and bottom jaw broken and repositioned to sort out an overbite. 3 days in hospital with a bloody nose, bruises, and being put on mega painkillers. Then 3 weeks recovery where you'll have to drink through a straw and relearn how to eat and speak. Sounds fun? Well, that's what I'm doing today. What will get me through it all? The Morning Stream and the rest of the Frog Pants Network. Fantas from the forums. Wish me luck.
Good luck, dude. That sounds terrible. That is what I was supposed to get when I was a kid for my horrible overbite, and I never did.
God. I did not realize they did that for, that's an extreme measure.
It is an extreme measure. If you have an extreme overbite, they make extreme measures. And here's the thing. I don't regret them not doing it because it still sounds terrible, but I have a pretty horrible overbite that one day will consume me. When I'm like 70,
what?
When I'm 70, it'll all cave in and my head will just pop. That's
oh, for Pete's sake.
It'll just look stupid. I'll look like an old man with a chin sticking way too far out. My teeth
you
will
don't
all be
even
in
have, it. You don't have that. You don't appear to have that drastic an overbite.
Oh, not yet. It's all when you get older, buddy.
Okay, that's when it just
when your bone you start having bone loss and your teeth start bending inward, and you know, just normal age stuff is bad for people with overbites. But
oh god, I don't want that teeth bending inward thing.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm already got that a little bit. So I'm looking forward to it. tanning mom, remember her?
Yes,
she's the gross
leather, leathery
leather woman. We'll call her for now.
Tanning mom.
She made a music video, and it's really, really bad. I'm going to play this here for you, so hold on to your butts, everybody. It's Tanning Mom, Life of the Party. Get some audio out of here.
I kissed a girl, and I liked her.
This summer.
Guess who's back?
Critics are calling it...
That's right.
Sensational.
Bitches.
It's Tanning Mom, baby.
And this time, I'm going to rock your...
Okay, real quick, I saved this because I didn't want to be spoiled on it.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
I'm wanting to actually watch this while you're playing it.
Yeah, that link I gave you.
I don't think the audio is doing enough for me.
Yeah, you need to click that link and you'll be horrified.
I dropped my top down at the beach or on the town. From Malibu to Jersey Shore, don't do anal, not a whore. Wanna see something iffy, look up Farrah on the wiki. She's a backdoor tragedy, need the personality.
Oh my gosh, why are we, what are we doing? Who is that? Where am I? This is horrible.
You're apparently in the land where anyone can make a video anytime they want ever.
Damn, dude. Well, I'm still a little bit lost on why she's a thing. I mean,
yeah, I
understand.
I don't know, wasn't it just a situation where people were really concerned about her because she was letting her toddler go out and get, you know, baked out in the sun? And
yeah, there have been tanning beds a lot or something, like every day bringing the kid in there, and she was an unfit mother kind of thing going on or something. But yeah, I this is what we do. I think it's bad for
this
society.
Is horrendous. Oh yeah. My god,
it's really bad.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on in this video.
I feel like she's being I feel like she's being exploited. That's how I feel about it. And she's a participant. She's a willing participant in her own exploitation. But, you know, get what you can for as quick as you can. I understand all that, but, man.
I like that there's a guy with an arm sling in her video singing. Like a broken arm.
He probably really has a broken arm and just showed up for work and was like, sorry, guys. Well, that's okay. We'll still film your scenes. It's fine. Just have a broken arm.
Oh, this is just awful.
Broken arm, man.
Broken arm, man.
What would his powers be?
ability to appear in a video for just $5. Any video you want. Excelsior.
It's a useful power. The Butler.
Yeah, what is this?
It's a movie. It's, it's one of these Oprah deals. She's actually in it, I guess. But she also, you know, whenever, every once in a while, she'll get behind some movie and produce the hell out of it. And it'll, I think, I want to say the, what was the last big one? What was that called, chat room, with the...
Color Purple was the last one that... Precious.
Not Precious. It was another one, but it was more recent. And it was Fish Called Wanda. Yeah, ironic name. I can't remember. Dang it. It was one of a whole bunch of ladies. It was The Help. There you go, The Help.
Oh, The Help. Yes,
that,
right.
That was her. She was behind all that money-wise and stuff. Anyway, I hear The Butler's good. Hmm. And The Help was good, so I'm sure it's fine. But anyway, it's... despite a clutch of new films in the theater this weekend, Lee Daniels' The Butler topped them all, serving up $25 million, which isn't that much money. But hey, we're at the end of the summer. This is how this goes.
Yeah.
The victory came as a surprise to some analysts. Analysts? Who expected summer's latest flick, Kick-Ass 2, to whip up the competition. But The Butler trounced the newcomers among critics and connected solidly with fans. 73% of viewers recommend the movie, while it scored an 81% approval rating from moviegoers. Says a survey site, Rotten Tomatoes. They act like that's a new thing. The movie earned an A among audiences, says Pollster's CinemaScore. So let's see how, I want to see how Kick-Ass 2 actually did review-wise.
So it only made $13.5 million.
28%. That's not good.
So what were the other new movies that came out? So The Butler. Did We're the Millers, did that come out?
I thought Elysium was also that weekend, and We Are the Millers, both.
No,
those.
Elysium came out last week.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay. That's doing better than average.
Percy Jackson came out last week. Jobs. Oh, Jobs came out this week.
Oh, Jobs, 25%. Jeez.
Yeah, 6.7 million. Oof.
That's a little lower than I think they would have hoped.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, look how low the Smurfs. Smurfs, too, 12%. Good job, guys.
Yeah, well done.
Well, anyway.
How is Elysium? Have you seen Elysium?
So I've got people who are telling me it's a freaking amazing. And I've got people like Patrick Beja saying it's the worst movie he's seen in 2 years. So I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to think.
What does it have on Rotten Tomatoes? Did you already close
68.
See, that's really good.
That's not bad. It's not bad. Usually anything over 50 and I'm usually pretty safe. I don't know. I feel like I need to wait, though, because it's so mixed. I hear the story, the world and the ideas are really cool, but the world's just, or the story's dumb. That's what I keep hearing.
Okay.
Opening this weekend, The World's End. It's that new
piece. Oh, yeah, the Hot Fuzz.
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost business, and it is at 93% so far.
Well, yes, of course. I love the ratings that come out before the movie comes out, where it's just the people who are doing whatever they can to see it because they're so excited about it.
Right.
At least that's what I assume is happening.
Well,
they're
early reviews too. Like these are New York Magazine and Hollywood Reporter, and these people are already reviewing it. So far, actual reviewers counted 57. 53 of those loved it. 44% did not like it, or four of them rather. So anyway, exciting stuff for Nick Frost and the other guy,
Simon Pegg, and Scotty,
and and Scotty over there. So there you go. I don't know what all of this means other than to say this. I suspect we're done with big blockbuster movies. And in the next couple of weeks, we start to see the Oscar contenders and then they run through the rest of the year.
Right.
Do you, in a world where you could pick,
in a world,
which way do you ultimately go? Like if you said,
that's such a good question.
I want summer awesome movies, or I want nothing but Oscar worthy contenders and, you know, art movies or whatever.
Oh my gosh. That's, that is such a good question. I think just being the comic book guy that I am, I would have to say, give me the summer blockbusters, even though they're the junk food compared to the fine dining that you get with the Oscar contenders.
Mm-hmm.
I'd miss out on stuff like The Avengers and Dark Knight Return, or The Dark Knight, you know,
right.
Batman Begins, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So
you would, but think about it. You would be subsisting on nothing but triple decker Oreos instead of
That's right. Instead of, you know, filet mignon and
right.
caviar.
Whatever Lincoln is, whatever food yes. that
oh,
equates
it's funny.
To.
That's, we actually watched Lincoln this last weekend.
Oh, how was it? I still haven't seen it.
It was all right. It's, I mean, it's good. It's, and holy cow. I mean, everybody in there is so, so good.
Yeah.
Actor wise.
Is Tommy Lee Jones good?
Tommy Lee Jones is great.
His favorite, best line was when he yelled, "I don't care."
I don't care.
Yes, I'm trying.
I want to free the
slavery.
Slaves.
I don't care.
I don't care. Right before Lincoln jumped out of the
exactly.
tunnel, sure,
yes.
The Lincoln tunnel.
That was good. You know, I think we saw all of the other. I think that was the last. Oh no, we still have a more to see. But so far, out of all the Oscar contenders from this past year, I think that's the one I enjoyed least. Even though I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy it as much as things like Silver Linings Playbook and Argo. And
oh, that's interesting. So on that list of pretty big movies last year, you would put that on the below.
I would put
all
that
those.
On the bottom.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But what's his name's amazing, right? Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes, Daniel Day-Lewis. I have to imagine that this is exactly what Lincoln was like. You know,
yeah,
and they did really cool things with the chairs that he would sit in to make him look tall, and I don't know how tall Daniel Day-Lewis is, but I don't think he's like, you know, 6'5" or whatever Lincoln was supposed to be, but they just do some amazing stuff with costuming and chairs and things like that to make him look a lot taller than he is. And
I'm gonna sneeze now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sneeze.
All this talk about Lincoln.
But I think, you know, not having anything to compare it to say, oh, it's a very authentic portrayal of someone who we've only seen in photographs and on money.
Right. Right. On pennies.
Right. Exactly. Never. We've never heard him talk. We've never seen his mannerisms. But I think it just felt so authentic to me.
I'm having another brain fart. What paper money is he on? Is it the five?
It's the five. Yeah.
Five. Okay.
Yeah,
that's weird. Where's Grant? I forget.
Grant
100? Is it
Grant? No, Benjamin's on the 100. Taylor's on the 20. The 50, everybody says.
50? Grant's on the 50. Grant's on the 50. All right, because mm-hmm. that's how much it costs to buy a box of wine. Is that why? I just watched that Civil War documentary, and that guy was a drinking fool.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The Prohibition one? He's,
put it down. No, not Prohibition. It was
the
Civil
the
War.
World War. Yeah,
Civil War, and he is that guy can just gulp it.
That's right. Hamilton's on the 10, that's
and he
right.
was famous. I mean, you know, sort of famous for when he was in office, he drank like a freaking pig. Mm-hmm. Grant did, I mean, but even when he was like General Grant, he was putting it down. All right, so we're gonna take a break. When we get back from this here break, we are going to talk to the big star-studded cast today. We got the Geek Food Ladies at the top of the show or top of the hour. Right after that, Mr. Steven Schleicher. Right after that, Eric's app review. Good Lord, man. We have packed so many Oreos into this sleeve, we will not have the wherewith to eat it. All right, let's do a song. What do you got? What do you got for me?
All right, so this one is going out to Renee and Dustin. Hello, Scott and Brian. My name is Renee, and I wanted to put in a request for my husband on his birthday and an early anniversary, which is 1 week away. He's a devoted listener to everything Frog Pants puts out. Without him, I would never have embraced my inner geek. He's the most meaningful person in my life. We've been through a great deal together, and I could not have done it without him. I want to wish him a very happy birthday and a happy 7th wedding anniversary. I don't have an idea for a song, but I'm sure you can come up with something great. Here's to many more happy years together, listening to your podcasts. Oh, and his name is Dustin.
Oh.
So Dustin. To Renee and Dustin. So sometimes I like it when they don't have a song suggestion. Other times it's like, oh man, what's a good song to use in the case like this? I decided to go with a cover of a replacement song called Skyway. Now, in Minneapolis and in St. Paul, because it gets really, really cold in the winters up there, they have skyways. And there are these bridges that connect all the buildings on the second floor. And so you go up, you know, if you want to get to another part of downtown, you go up into the skyways and you make your way through the buildings to get down to the other end of downtown when it's cold.
Mm.
And this song is about a guy who sees a girl walking through the skyways every day and just wants to get up the courage to ask her out. He's, you know, this unrequited secret admirer, unrequited love kind of thing. Now, this cover is by the North Mississippi All-Stars, where in Mississippi, I don't think they've got skyways, but not even in North Mississippi.
No.
This comes from their 2003 album, In Stores and Outtakes, and it's a great cover of the tune by The Replacements. It's Skyway.
Here it is. Let's play it. When we get back, we got all that other stuff I said before and a whole bunch more. Please stay tuned.
You take the skyway high above the busy little one-way. In my stupid hat and gloves at night, I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street to take the skyway.
She needs changing.
Pampers?
With my clientele, I need them.
Keeps babies drier than cloth diapers.
Here's why. Moisture goes through Pampers Stay Dry lining and is absorbed in the padding below. The lining helps keep wetness from coming back on baby, so baby stays drier. Outside, Pampers are waterproof.
And there's no washing. I'll take a dozen.
Shoes?
No, these.
Pampers, for drier, happier babies.
I think it's great.
This episode of TMS is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by...
Call now.
And we're back. We're back, we're back. That was short and sweet. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good cute, cute short song.
It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. All right, we're going to call... Kim Johnson, Sarah Brown. I always want to say Soans because that's what her last name used to be. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Still to this day. They've been married for like 18 years or something. But
really?
Still hard for me not to say that. I don't know why. We're going to call them real quick. I have a little theme for them today. Let's see if I can find it. Probably ought to have that ready. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They can't hear us.
Oh, no.
Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there we go. Wow.
Wow. Hi, how's it going?
You know why I'm better at this.
That's all right. You guys are good. Yeah. It's not to worry. Do you guys have this in your ears or do you do this on speaker? I forget how you do it.
It's on speaker.
Oh, that's
but my
fine.
Speaker's always turned down. I'm like, I never turn it down. Why would it be down?
That's all right. Hey, we'll take what we can get. All right.
We can't hear you, but you can hear us going, what?
Closer.
Well, check it out. I have, I got a little theme for you guys here. Are you ready? You want to hear it?
Okay.
Ready.
What's right. the theme?
Here you go.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yay. It's the Geek Food Girls at frogpants.com/geekfood podcast and blog, food all the time, everywhere. I wanted to talk today about a little bit about the whole juicing thing that Kim and I are all into. And Sarah, I want to get your opinion on all this. Okay. So we got it. And immediately Kim was like, I'm going to put everything in the damn fridge in this. and see how it goes. I mean, we would have juiced bread if it was possible. Like, we put everything that was juiceable in there.
Bread.
Yeah. So we did, and we got a big old batch out of it. And to my surprise, it didn't taste like hell. It was weird. Did you hear that echo? That was weird.
Yeah. Hell.
Hell. Sorry, it's that speakerphone thing. But anyway, it was really good, and the kids still don't like it, but I was impressed how much weird stuff in there that I wouldn't normally want to eat kind of by themselves. The raw essence of each of those things together in juice form was kind of really good, and I kind of craved it in a weird way. Couldn't drink it fast enough. So I know there are people that warn people about, you know, well, make sure you're still eating other food so you're not, you don't want your whole diet to be pure liquid. Right. Otherwise, the minute you eat a steak, you'd be backed up for months or whatever. And nobody wants that. But Kim, what's your take on the whole juicing thing, and how do you feel about its place in our life now?
I really like it. I like that that's how we're getting our beets and our kale and our celery, which sometimes can be hard to integrate that into a meal.
Yeah. It is. Like, you're never going to take a handful of kale and just munch on it all afternoon, right?
But I put a huge handful in that juicer, and it just done.
It just eats it. Here's the thing I did this morning. So I made this one this morning, and I thought, well, most of the time I'm cutting up apples and pears and stuff so I can put them in smaller slivers or chunks or whatever. And in this case, I needed oranges, and I thought, well, am I going to peel those? And I thought, no, I'm just going to put those in, skin and everything.
Yeah.
And they
didn't make it bitter like it didn't, because there's that bitter.
No.
If you accidentally get a little bit of peel.
It was great. And in fact, I found, this is what I'm finding, and a lot of the recipes sort of support this, but oranges, lemons, and limes, you put them in there, zest and all, like the skins and everything, and they take whatever bitter veggie thing you're doing and turn it into something palatable. Like, you can actually, you know, you actually like it then. So I put two of these mini oranges, or whatever, they're clementines, I guess. And just they were gone, and it created this awesome juice. And the pulp is now, and remember, Brian, all that pulp, or most of the pulp anyway, is removed. So you're losing most of that skin is being chucked into the bucket next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just the juice of the thing is making it out. Now, that being said, there's like micro, but it's probably because I noticed when I drink it, there's definitely pulp in there. I'd call it micro pope if that's, or pope.
Oh, micro
pope.
Little popes.
Vini vidi vici.
Tiny little pope. But you know what I mean? Like, there's still, you could tell there's a little bit of soup in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just pure, clear liquid. There's a little bit of that stuff in there. But anyway, then you throw a little ice in there. It's like the perfect morning thing. And I have got all this energy now, and I don't know where to spend it.
Well, then,
right here. Right here, standing at your desk.
Yeah, I guess so. Doing a stupid show in the morning. That's where I'll spend it.
Fruits that have the peel and stuff. Yeah, I tried to make sure we bought organic because it doesn't have the pesticides on it or in it.
Well, here's the big trick though, right? So it's expensive. It's more expensive to juice than it is just to consume the fruit. Because normally when you can just consume the fruit, you're just like, oh, well, here's an apple. I'll eat that and that's good. And you've eaten one apple and eating two apples seems like crazy talk. Why would you ever do that? But it's very possible that you would grind up three apples in an effort to make something to drink out of this thing. So you're kind of, you know, tripling your consumption of said fruit. How do you have any tips for, like, where do you get the stuff cheaper? What's the best way to do it? Does it have to be organic? Can it just be crap you buy at Walmart? Like, what are you looking for?
If you're going to consume the peel, which you are, you usually are going to want to have it organic, so you're not taking in any toxins or pesticides. Mm-hmm. But if you are careful and you're doing all your vegetables, let's say, at one time before you start adding fruit, you can take that pulp and make something else with it.
Yeah, what do you make? What's possible?
If you did, let's say, carrots, celery, maybe even some beets, some kale, whatever, you can put it in a beef stew, make your, you know, kind of thickener, use it as a thickener for stuff like that. Also, I was reading some of the recipes, and you can use some of the apple leftover parts and take and make like your breads, like banana breads
or muffins. You can make it like a muffin out of that.
Like a fruit type muffin. Uh-huh.
That's great.
It's consistency to make it instead of your oils and things.
We're like brave Indians. We're using the whole buffalo here.
That's right. You can actually replace the oil in, what were you saying?
Applesauce
can replace the oil in muffin recipes, and it totally straight across replaces it.
So you could use the juice from that or the pulp from that. It would be the same consistency and the sweetness.
So, yeah, which is so that way. So look at the two ends we're burning this candle on. You got the fruit juice. You're juicing this thing, getting all your nutrients and your freaking vitamins all straight up right out of the juice of this thing. And then in the pulp, you got your there's your fiber for the morning. Take that.
Yeah.
That'll keep you ye old colon running while you're getting the benefits of juicing. So once again, I mean, and Brian's really good at being Mr. Moderate, but I'm approaching this thing as very moderate. It's like this is another way to kind of intensify nutrition, give me less bulk and carby food, and replace that with the effects I get out of carby food and bulky food, but I'm getting it in a more natural, pure way. But then I'm still, it's not like I'm going, I'm liquid diet all day. Tonight I'm getting a colonic. Tomorrow I'm having another freaking, you know, detox. Or I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm just going to drink this juice. And I have felt so much better and so much more energetic since Thursday, since we started doing it. Even those few days, and one meal a day, I think, is all I've done for these.
Yeah. That's all you need in moderation.
We'll take all that stuff and make you a veggie burger for lunch.
Yeah. That sounds kind of gross. And by the way, the pulp has the pulp
veggie burgers.
The pulp has the consistency of baby poo. Just wanted to throw that out there. It really does. You got to clean it out with your hand and everything. And if you need to make sure you look at it, because if you don't look at it, you feel like you're cleaning some kid's diaper with your raw hand.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, quick brand recommendation. The brand we got was Breville, is it?
Yes.
Breville.
It was the second one up from the lower end. So it wasn't the high-end $400 one, and it wasn't the low-end $100 one. What was it?
$149, yeah. Got it on Amazon, highly recommended, 800-watt, whatever engine thing. We haven't thrown anything in there it couldn't just take. Like, it just tears through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's super easy to clean. So you just literally just hose the thing out when you're done.
Right. But this is the only one we've ever bought. So I don't know brand recommendations where to go other than there.
Yeah. Well, there's some other ones out there for sure. I did some research. I did the best I could. I asked Twitter. I dug around and there were a bunch of answers that all varied. But for the most part, the one universal seemed to be that Breville made a really good juicer. So that's why I went with that one.
And super easy to clean. Holy cow. I was so happy. That.
Did Sarah say the poop hose out the poop part? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
I think I heard Sarah say the poop part. That was fantastic. Poop part. Yeah, that's maybe the best thing, because you just, seriously can just rinse it with hot water, use it again for lunch or whatever. It is machine washable, although it's such thin plastic. It seems I'm nervous about putting it in there.
Yeah, it says dishwasher safe right on it, but we've just hand washed it so far.
Mm,
yeah.
It'll last longer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a good warranty. I got it from Amazon, so they had it here the next day for no extra cost or whatever. So it was good. So they're not advertising. It's just not like this is a deal we have with anybody.
Oh, no. We're not getting any money.
No. I just want to throw it out that we...
Yeah, they sponsor our show.
Right, yeah, if they want to, it's great. But I just want to throw it out there that we are doing this, and it's been awesome so far, and I recommend it. And if anyone out there is already doing this and has, like, cool recipes they want to share for, like, I want to do, like, a really good tomato kind of V8 juice kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. Send us your recipes. We'd love to hear that.
I want to do, like, all tomato-y and, like, carrots in that. And
celery.
Yeah, dude. Peppers maybe even. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I would love that. So awesome stuff. Go to frogpants.com/geekfood. You can find their show there. You can find their post there, their recipes and all this kind of stuff. Anything else, ladies, going on that you want to... Oh, I don't know what you did last week to your jambalaya recipe, but holy freaking crap, that was good.
It was good.
Really?
Oh, it's always good when she makes it.
What did you add to it?
Something was special. Yeah, what'd you do?
I added brown rice and quinoa instead of doing white rice, and I also did a lot more hot sauce in there.
I think that maybe was the kick, and also that sausage was different. What was the? It was some chorizo thing.
I did do a different. It wasn't chorizo though.
Chorizo? What?
There was a turkey sausage in there.
Machete? Oh, it was turkey. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a really good turkey sausage. It had like spinach in it. Things like that.
Yeah, so I knew it had a weird little. Yeah, there was something going on with that sausage that was very different this time, and it was freaking-tastic.
It was more like a bratwurst that I used this time. I just happened to have it.
Yeah.
So that's the fun of cooking. You just kind of
throw everything in there.
Change it around, take what you got in your fridge, and
Yeah, why not? Just don't put any Pepto-Bismol or anything in there.
Just for the color.
Fantastic. Geek Food on Twitter. The Geek Food on Twitter. Is it The Geek Food or Geek Food? I don't remember what you guys are doing.
The Geek Food on Twitter.
Okay, The Geek Food on Twitter. On Instagram, you can follow The Geek Food and Geek Food. Those are their separate accounts. That's where I get confused. Check them out today. I think that's it. Thanks, guys. Have a fantastic afternoon.
Awesome.
See ya.
See you later. Make me good food to eat. All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Boy, that speaker, we were trying to work out a better thing with that speaker thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you could get them just a pair of headphones that they each put
a bud
one
in.
Yeah, each get one bud.
Oh, it'd be cute.
Yeah, it'll be like, you know, a couple kids sharing a song in high school.
Indeed. All right, we're going to give Mr. Schleicher a call, and I believe he's here now. Hello, Steven. Oh, weird. I see his video, and there's no one there. Do you see that?
Oh, really? Really? Yeah, let me jump
look
over
at the Skype screen.
That's hilarious.
Auto answer or something?
He might.
Weird.
So we just watch. Just wait until he sits down. Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, that's too funny. He said he'd be back right around now. I didn't know you could do that with Skype. Can you set it to auto answer?
Yeah, you can set it. You can set it to auto answer, yeah.
How weird. Well,
he really needs some artwork on his walls. Look at those big, boring walls in his file cabinet.
That's pretty barren.
Yeah.
It looks like Tom Cruise could easily remove one of those panels.
And slide down on a...
On a rope held by Jean Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Who better not sneeze or find a rat, because either of those two things... Or have a knife with him.
Right.
If any of those three things are going on. Triple threat from Jean Reno. Yes. Speaking of which, so we bring that up because we watched... the original Mission Impossible film from 1996, and we made a podcast about it called Film Sack. People can go check that out.
The original remake.
Yeah, the original remake. And it's not, doesn't hold up as well as you might think, folks. It's the newer movies are better, in my opinion. I think we all agreed except Brian Dunaway, but I think sometimes he disagrees just to make sure that there's a disagreement going on.
Yeah.
I don't think he really thinks that one's better than, say, 3 or 4.
I don't know. He might. You never know with that guy.
You never know. You never do know. And we played such clips like this.
Hasta lasagna, don't get any on you.
Okay, that's one.
Mm.
Here's another one.
Wake up, Claire! Jim's dead!
Right? A little bit of something there.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
Right?
I love that.
And then finally?
Toast.
There you go. So there's a lot to love about that episode of FilmSack. FilmSack.com, if you haven't listened to the show before, you might want to go check it out. It's one of our favorite things we do here on the network.
Hey Tom Cruise, what's your favorite food to eat with that one big central tooth that you have in your face?
It's...
You just pushed the button. You just pushed it.
Did I push the button? What did
you just played it. You just played a sound.
Oh, do it again. Ask me the question again.
All right. Pretend hey, Tom Cruise, what's your favorite food to eat with that big, giant central tooth in your head?
Toast.
There.
Okay.
Got
good
it.
To know.
All right. Ask me this one. Let's see. Hold on. Ask me... I can't find one. Never mind. I was going to find something good. Here's the other problem. So we double dipped yesterday and did two episodes, one for next week and one for today. And the one next week has so many sound clips. Things like...
Oh, that hurts my parts!
See? Look what you're going to get into.
Oh my God, that thing was rife with content.
And the already...
Audio content.
The already popular... Right?
It's the best one.
So good. Oh, what are you getting? What is that? Oh, I hear Steven. Okay, we're spying on him. We're spying. Hold on. Okay, something about class. End of the hallway. You'll find. You're telling someone where to find the shitter. Okay, here he comes. Here he comes. He's banging toward his... Hello, Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hello. I just walked into my office. How are you?
I didn't know your phone would. I didn't know your Skype was set to auto answer. That's amazing.
Sorry. So you heard me talking to a student.
Yeah, we couldn't make it out.
Got some recommendations for things you could do to pretty up your office a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just a little. That wall back there needs some.
Well, it's a blank wall. You're not seeing the whole thing. See all my fancy original comic art pages are back there and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Dyson fan.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Dyson fan. That's really comes in helpful here in Western Kansas where it gets hot.
Oh, I think you meant the vacuum.
Well, we've got one of those, too. But.
Oh. Well, anyway, it was kind of fun looking at your wall there for a few minutes.
Sorry, I hope you guys weren't rating. No. I wanted to make sure that I got from class to here quickly enough. And I just had Skype ready to go.
No, you're a busy guy, dude. No stress. Mondays are weird anyway, so we'll work this out.
First day is the first day of class, so.
Yeah. No problems at all. It's good to have you back. Steven Schleicher, everybody. The man, the myth, the legend from Majorspoilers.com. Always comes on the show on Mondays and talks about cool stuff. And because we've missed a couple of Mondays, we have definitely missed having you on, so it's good to have you back, dude.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, let's jump right in. There's a couple of things going on this week in the world of nerdery that you guys have showcased. Specifically, there's a lot of talk about Simon Pegg these days, not just from his new movie At World's End or whatever it's called. Is it World's End?
World's End, yes. Yeah.
But there's rumors flying around that he might be Ant-Man, and he might be responsible for some of these rumors.
Rumors started by him, exactly.
Yeah, rumors started by him. So he went and paid a visit to Marvel for whatever reason and was getting pictures taken, various displays and cases and things that are in the place. And there's one shot in particular that people are like, oh, this means he's going to be Ant-Man. He's standing up against a mural with a bunch of, it looks like, Avenger teams or just various Marvel characters. And as he's leaning up, he's casually using one of his fingers to point to Ant-Man, who he's standing right next to. Mm. And people are saying, well, that means that he's going to be Ant-Man. Well, he's also standing next to a statue of the Hulk and carrying Thor's hammer. No, he's not pointing at
Thor's hammer.
Yeah, well, he's worthy enough to pick up Thor's hammer, right?
Right, right.
Only he who is worthy can pick up Thor's hammer.
Right.
So, so a lot of people are saying, well, this means that because Edgar Wright is directing the Ant-Man movie, that Simon Pegg's going to be Ant-Man.
Mm.
So take that for what it's worth. Nothing's been said yet. It's definitely rumor, and it's certainly a fun rumor. I mean, Simon Pegg is a pretty good actor,
yeah,
and I think he would be great as Hank Pym, who
could
obviously
the super intelligent Hank Pym.
He pulled off Scotty, so I think he should be able to
pull
off.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Would he have to play American?
No,
American. No,
I mean,
well, I'm pretty sure that. Well, we know that in the upcoming Avengers movie that Hank Pym is not involved in that, and that in the creation of Ultron. Spoiler. But we don't know what's going on with Edgar Wright and Ant-Man. Yeah. It could be one of the other characters who have been Ant-Man over the years as well. Right. So
that's a good point. It's funny, though, because you say, well, is he a good Ant-Man? And I would argue that you need to take a more comedic, lighter approach to this material.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Elsewise, you are going to – if you're too self-serious about Ant-Man, you're doing it wrong.
Was it Brubaker that did the comics recently, the Ant-Man comics that were kind of on the funnier side?
I believe so. Yeah. I haven't read a lot of Ant-Man. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, he's a little tiny man, and it's kind of stupid in a way.
Or he could be Giant Man because, you know, he also can grow to humongous size.
That's true.
Yellow jacket. So I mean, the guy's
yellow jacket.
Like, you know,
does he just yell? Does he say a nookchuck and then he grows? Is that how it works?
Oh, it was Kirkman? Really? Oh, that's even better.
Kirkman wrote that series.
Kirkman wrote that. I've definitely got to go check that out.
I didn't know that. Does he just travel from town to town until the town falls apart and then goes to the next town?
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds about
right.
But
I am, you know, the footage that has leaked online of the Edgar Wright's sizzle reel or demo reel for Ant-Man still looks fantastic. And if this is Simon Pegg playing Ant-Man, thumbs up for me.
Yeah, I'm down with it. I think that'd be great. I'm excited about his new movie, too. So we'll keep you guys up to date here on the show, and certainly Major Spoilers will as these things develop. Let's move on to, this is a fun one. May just be rumor, but according to the internet, Ewan McGregor, speaking of bad accents when he comes and does American voices, will return to play Obi-Wan in the next Star Wars movie. How substantiated is this? Yeah.
Again, it's another rumor. You know, we know that there's a script. We've seen the script. I mean, at least the cover of the script.
Yeah.
We know that they're ready to start production over in the UK. But there's still rumors of, are they, aren't they going to be in this? And we know at the end of Return of the Jedi that Obi-Wan Kenobi comes back as a Force ghost, right?
Mm.
Smiling with Yoda and Anakin. So there's some talk that maybe what they're going to try to do is get Ewan McGregor to come back as that spirit of Obi-Wan, guiding Luke or guiding whoever going forward. I put this lower than Simon Pegg as Ant-Man on the rumor list.
Especially if you got – okay, so if Mark Hamill's back, right?
Right.
And he is. They're putting him in shape or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're making him all do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just imagine that. Hey, look, if you want to be in the next Star Wars picture, you got to get in shape, see? I can just totally see how this goes. But anyway – so he gets in shape. He's back in the movie. It is literally Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker. He's older. Mm-hmm. He's wiser. And he's helping a younger generation do whatever the hell they do. I got it.
Right.
I'm not down with Ewan McGregor floating around as a ghost telling him where to go and what to do. Partially because how do they explain that? He doesn't just suddenly show up and go, Luke. And Luke go, Why are you in the younger body? Time we did this, you were old. Like, I don't find any of that appealing to me.
Well, that's also somewhat of the problem, too, because in the Return of the Jedi, of course, they used Hayden Christensen, to be the Anakin character at the end of Return of the Jedi. So, you know, they could do the same thing, too. And who's to say, when you're a ghost, maybe you can come back however you want.
That's true.
You can choose however you want to appear.
As ghosts go.
So originally, you needed an older mentor. Now you need a younger friend.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when you're 19?
Yes.
Speaking of ghosts, somebody told my daughter that the building they moved into was haunted. Okay.
Uh-oh. The one she moved into this weekend?
Yeah. So she's in there, and at midnight the other day, she hears a big boom, and she goes outside, and there's nobody there. She thought it was her door. So now she's thinking, well, maybe it is haunted, despite my dad teaching me to be skeptical and not think about ghosts as being real, right? Like, all these kind of things going through her head. So she's freaking out about, well, it could be, Dad. It could be, she kept saying to me. I said, well, what are your other pieces of evidence other than a noise at midnight in a thing full of young people going to college? And she goes, oh, well, there's a handprint on the wall that wasn't there the day before. So I did some digging. Number one, the next door neighbor has a steel door, and when it shuts, the whole place shakes. So problem number one solved, not haunted. Mm-hmm. Two, that handprint is from the dude who came and helped her move the freaking, I forget what piece of furniture. Big old black handprint on the wall from that guy. Totally disproved all the ghost stories. She's still afraid that there's truth to this.
But there's the levitating bed that's still unexplained.
Yeah, we still can't explain the levitating bed or the girl pointing at the TV and saying they're here or any of that. All right, on to the final bit of business here. I'm pretty stoked about this new X-Men movie, and it's called Days of Future Past.
Yes.
And now you've given me a link that tells me that if I want to build my own Sentinel, there are blueprints online right now.
If you guys haven't checked out the Trask Industries webpage, really should. They've got, I mean, it's built up just like a corporate webpage. This is one of those viral things. They have built this up that shows that the Sentinels have been around for forever in some way, shape, or form. And one of the new things that they've put online is blueprints for the Sentinels. I doubt you could build your own from this, but it's certainly cool because they give you schematic views of the heads and different parts of the body and tell you what it's made out of. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to look at. But if you haven't been to the Trask Industries, it's Trask-Industries.com. It's a great interactive website.
It's great.
There's shots of like the Sentinels at Reagan's.
The yeah, there's Dinklage everywhere.
Yeah, I remember I got my Dinklage all over the place. It was not pretty.
No, it wasn't. No, you know what it reminds me of? It harkens back to the Lost days when they were doing like the websites to
the
support
Ensign
things.
Foundation and yeah. Yes.
Love that.
Okay, there's actually three. There's actually another picture we just posted earlier that shows Wolverine, Professor X, and Hank McCoy walking down the hallway in the 1970s.
Ooh.
That people might want to check out.
Ooh, that's cool. Do you think they're all just counting their lucky stars going, man, I'm sure glad Hugh Jackman still looks 20-something. You know?
Yeah.
I think they're really glad about that. Like,
They did a good job of casting him.
They really did, because he doesn't age. He looks amazing. I mean, he does, but he's been able to thwart it pretty successfully with I don't know what regimen he's doing or what his workout routine's like, but the guy looks amazing.
Looking at this blueprint, it just gave me an idea. How long? So obviously we're getting to a day and age very soon where people are going to have those maker machines, those 3D printers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How long before an upcoming movie releases
a
blueprint
MakerBot.
Or plan? Yes, exactly. So you can make your own little 4-inch high Sentinel.
Yeah,
you pay $6 or whatever for the blueprint, plug it into your maker button, and you get your own.
I'm in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been looking at those. I've been wanting to buy one.
Yeah.
But our university has an 8x8x8 platform one that I may be using here in the near future.
Oh, that's great. Oh, what's the first thing you're going to do? What are you going to make?
I don't know. But if people listen to our conversation on Major Spoilers last week with a certain Thomas Perkins, it may give them an idea.
Ooh, I'm behind an episode. I didn't catch up. Speaking of which, Major Spoilers podcast is one of the most perennial, fantastic podcasts you'll ever listen to. It's been around forever, and it's always awesome. You should check it out at majorspoilers.com. But among that, if you're like, man, I could sure use more of that, try Critical Hit. Try Munchkinland.
Oh, hey, Munchkinland.
Yeah, what's going on over there? What's going on with Munchkinland?
Brand new Munchkin set coming in second quarter of 2014, Munchkin Adventure Time.
Good Lord. And so they're going to use they get all the art and all that stuff from that?
Probably.
Oh, that's amazing. That's really amazing. I didn't know this was happening. Was this announced
at
Gen Con?
Yeah, just announced at Gen Con, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Scott Kurtz, by the way, at Gen Con will give us a full report, I believe, anyway. This week, Thursday, we're planning on an episode of Comic Dorks as well. So just look at all the content I just described for you people. There's so much for you to do and so little time. Listen to all of it. Majorspoilers.com is your place to be. Majorspoilers on Twitter. Anything else, Steven, going on?
It's Monday.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Ugh. Yep.
Well, thanks for being here, man. It's always good.
Hey, thank you, guys. Sorry it's a little bit late. No, we'll fix that the next time.
We'll talk to you next time. No worries.
All right.
Bye now. Bye now, Steven. Bye.
Works just fine.
Yeah, no problems. I'm easy. I'm like a $2 hooker. Let's call Eric now.
Okay.
Boy, Mondays
it's
are
just... It's a cavalcade of stars.
It really is. It's like
little
an
epic... bites, too. Little hors d'oeuvres of superstars.
Juicing Ant-Man and applications.
Right.
For your iPhone or your iOS device.
Apps, and apps. Yeah. Right? Appetizers.
Appetizers.
I don't know what the major spoilers thing is, but then you got apps. I was trying to figure out some sort of.
Apollonia. I can't think of anything.
Right.
Ants
and apps. Apps, ants, and apps.
Apps, Sanford and Son.
That's hello? It.
Oh, hi, Eric. Hey, hold on. Here's your theme, dude. Oh, yeah.
Apps Slappy.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us in welcoming Mr. Eric Van Skyhawk for Eric's app recommendations, which we do on Mondays now. Eric, good morning.
Hey, do you want to call me on Skype?
Yeah, didn't I do that?
You called me on my cell phone.
What the hell am I doing? Yeah, that's weird. It did ring, didn't it? That was really weird. Let's call him back. Skyhawk. Oh, that's why I put in his name. All right, here he comes. Hold on to your butts. Coming right back at you. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Good to
this
talk to you.
This is much better, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't know what. I screwed up. I just clicked the wrong thing is all. How's it going, man? What's going on?
It's going well.
Yeah? Playing a little Hearthstone there?
Oh, yeah. Kicking a little butt.
Yeah, I might have given a key to Eric there. I take care of my friends. Take care of my buddies, Brian and Eric. And who else I got? Dunaway got one. And... I'm trying to scrape up some more because I have a lot of people I'd like to get
that
into.
That is such a good game.
Yeah, we were talking about at the top of the show. That thing is crack, and it's just going to get worse. And for the first time in a very long time, it's a free-to-play beta, for heaven's sake, and I'm thinking about spending a bunch of money on cards.
You get that money back.
Well,
it gets paid forward to the release.
Yeah, which is fine, but it's still a thing I wouldn't normally do with a free to play game. I would never normally say here's $50, like that seems crazy to me. But you know what excites me is all those dupe cards. I can disenchant them and make other cards, which is
crazy. That's awesome.
Crazy crafting system. Anyway, the game's awesome. Once again, Blizzard proves that they know how to make a beta that feels like a year old game from anyone else. That's polished and works and doesn't crash and, you know, all that stuff.
You know what's kind of funny? After I played you last night, I was trying to level up my...
I'm sorry, after you worked me? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing just a random, you know, play mode to level up my hunter.
Right.
Because at level 20, I guess you get a gold card or something like that.
Yeah.
And I got paired up with Sam Jane randomly.
Whoa. Oh. Fun. How'd that go? Really?
Yeah.
Did you find out for sure if it was...
Yeah, I pinged her on Twitter. I said, am I playing you on Hearthstone right now? She's like, yep.
Who won?
I won.
Oh, damn. I was hoping she won. Because you cleaned the floor with me.
It was close. It was a good game.
Whooped my arse. And speaking of which, that game, as soon as that thing releases on PC and Mac as a full finished product, we assume pretty hot on the heels of that, the iOS/iPad version of that will be out.
Oh,
and
that's such an iPad game.
And that's
right
when that's when TMS will actually move to a once a week schedule.
Yeah. Once a week, 1 hour.
Yes, that's right.
Enjoy it.
All Hearthstone talk all the time.
Yeah, enjoy that. So you come on the show on Mondays. This is our second time we've been able to do this. We were gone last week, so we couldn't do it. But you talk about an app that's been tickling your fancy. What do you got this week? What's going on?
So I've been playing Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Mm, time it's personal or something, or what's this tagline?
This time it's time.
Oh.
This time it's time. Yeah, Crazy Dave's back, and what happens is he eats a taco and he wants to eat it again, and he invented a time machine, but the time machine sends him back to ancient Egyptian times.
Wow.
So,
are you kidding? This is all true. Not,
this is actually right on the money.
I'm not kidding.
Wow. Crazy Dave's the guy that was hanging out by the back of the car in the old. That guy. I hear there's maybe too much of that guy now, or is it? Do you feel like it's fine?
You just quickly tap through him.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
And it's free now, right? This game?
It is free. That's a big selling point.
It's free.
Free, but you can pay. Well,
Brian, have you spent some money on it?
I have not spent any money on it. But it's a lot more work to get plants and progress when you don't spend any money on it. Like if you want that cool plant that eats gravestones, you either got to play through a hole, you got to earn some keys to open a box to get through that level, or you pay $2.99 for that plant.
This is the world we live in now, isn't it?
It is. And they got to make, you know what? It's fine with me. They got to make their money somehow. A lot of people worked on that game.
Yeah.
They should, and they're giving it away for free. So they should have that option
if
that they can make.
If the old way doesn't work anymore or doesn't pay the bills enough to say, here's a game, it's $4.99, just play it and go. If that no longer cuts the cheese, then I guess I understand this move, because all the numbers point to free-to-play games being far more profitable for people than they ever were when they charged a 99 cents or a dollar or whatever.
Yeah, I could totally see that, because what happens is like you like oh, let's say the old Plants vs. Zombies was $2.99, right?
Yep.
And that was it.
Yep.
And you can play the game to its full extent. Yep. Now, you can still play the game without paying, but people are like, oh, I really want that plant. I'll play $2.99 right here. Oh, this one's $4.99. Oh, this is, you know, so yeah, they're making lot more money.
And they're not going to stop with that. Like at some point, the game will continue to live on because they'll add a new plant and they'll say, hey, new plant just added. This plant will lick your butt and it's only a buck. So you buy that plant and then you move on to the next plant. Like it's a pretty smart business decision to go this route.
And the way this one's set up is there's different time periods, so they could easily keep adding time periods to this.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that's cool. I haven't picked it up yet, so I didn't even touch it.
It's totally worth it.
I got burned on the first one in terms of just played it too much. Like I felt like I didn't want to ever play that again after.
When I first started it, I was like, oh, this is going to be the same old, just more type of thing. Yeah. But they've added so many different game mechanics, different plants, and it feels actually kind of new and fresh.
Mm. I like the challenge modes where you say, you know, you've got these plants and you can't let any zombies get past this line.
Mm. Like, exactly.
Can't let them trample your flowers. It's really cool. I really like it, actually. Yeah. It's a cool
The ones that kill me are the ones that they have like plants like almost to the edge where the zombies are, and they're like, oh, I got to protect these plants.
Oh, God. Yeah, those are tough. Right. Yeah.
Well, it sounds fun.
So, and they added like new power-ups where you can actually they cost coins that you earn through the game, but there's one power-up where you actually flick the zombies off the screen for a limited time. You can do that, or you can electrocute them.
Squeeze their heads, yeah.
Or squish their heads.
Wow, that's interesting. They didn't do that before.
No, it's a new little game mechanic, but it's very well done. It's, you know, it's PopCap, it's slick, it's great.
Well,
good, because I was I remember talking to you about this. It was very disappointing, their first attempt at free to play, which was Bookworm's Adventures?
Oh, Bookworm Heroes?
Heroes, that was it. That game was almost impossible to play without you hurriedly throwing money at it. Like you couldn't, it stopped you from playing after a while. And you had all these pending games and you couldn't play them because you were all out of these weird points that cost money to add. And it was kind of broken. It's better now, but it was busted at first. And it was just like it was the worst kind of free-to-play game. You had to pay more and more and more to even continue playing the thing. And there was no way to stop that. There was no way to buy it out or even spend $5 and have that last for a long time. It was very brief and that killed it. In my opinion. So when this was announced as free to play, I went, oh no, EA's got their claws in this one too, because they own PopCap now. What are we going to do? This is all, you know, going to go downhill fast. And it's nice to hear that they didn't necessarily do that. Especially with a game as big as Plants VZ. You know, PVZ is a huge series. Everyone loves that game.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't dick with it too much, you know? You got to be nice to it. Awesome. So there you go. So Eric, let's give it a 5-something review or a out of 5 review. Let's call it. How many What's a good? Come on, Brian, help us here.
How many?
So nice set of stars. How many
walnuts?
How many
walnuts?
Okay.
How many butt licking plants?
How many butt licking plants out of five would you give it? How many butts would you lick out of five?
I'd give it a. I'd actually give it a five.
Wow.
Really? Because it's a strong game. It's solid.
It's going to keep you entertained for hours without spending a dime.
And it's challenging, you know, and it keeps you coming back for more.
All right. Mm-hmm. I like it. Everybody get on board. Get on the PVZ2 train, baby. It's about time. Available now on the iOS App Store. Eric, always a pleasure to hang out. Hawkito on Twitter.
Sweet.
Let me hand my ass to you on a platter again soon in Hearthstone. Let's get that going. He kicked my
arse.
I'll
be there.
You
got to figure out how to get the friends in there so it shows you when your BattleNet buddies are online.
Well, they don't have that in officially. You have to add them. Yeah, it's not hard.
Brian,
though.
I'll add you later.
Yeah, you just do it by email. So whatever your BattleNet email is, you just add
or
it.
Or your BattleNet ID.
Or your ID. Gotcha. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, so you can manually add people now. But later, that'll be all integrated into your real-time already on their BattleNet friends. So.
Nice.
So that's coming, baby. Their chat system's a little dumb right now, but I hear they're fixing that too. So
it's
the bomb, Eric.
It is.
Take it easy. Don't eat the yellow snow. We'll talk to you next time. Bye now.
Later.
Oh,
I love the cutoff.
Do you enjoy that?
I do. I do like the.
What's
cutoff.
Not to like? What's not to like? All right, let's move this train forward to some emails. We got a couple of them anyway, and they're brought to us by.
They're brought to you by the J.H. Crafter Etsy shop, Geek Girl in the Tadpoles Crochet and Quilting Shop. Come shop for homemade goodies and the infamous Scott and Coverville scarf. Just search for J.H. Crafter. TMS listeners get 30% off at checkout when using the coupon code MORNING. So come check it out today.
You know.
For drier, happier babies.
All right. Hey, Stewie and Brian. That's pretty good. No one's ever given us a full-on recognition that.
That's right, the Family Guy
Straight
connection.
There. Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just recently lost a friend of 20 years, and I find it hard to make new friends, so I've been kind of down. However, the work of you two, not Bono and company, he means us, and the other frog pansters help lift my spirits and make me laugh till I cry. Just want to let you know that what you do means a lot to people. Keep up the great podcast and content. Thank you, Aiken. Aiken, that's thanks, awesome Aiken. To hear, man. Thanks. And I'm sorry to hear about your friend. That's 20 years. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
20 years is a long time. I'm about to have my whole, hold on to your butts, 21st wedding anniversary.
Really?
Yeah. Now, most people who say that are in their, 50s or something, right? Mm-hmm. But I married relatively young. I was 23.
Yeah.
And I'm 44 now. No, wait. Is that right? Hold on, did I just turn 44?
Yeah, you just turned 44. Because I just turned 44.
I'm not going to complain because you'll just make fun of me, but I hate that age. That is an annoying age.
Because of the number?
Yeah, I don't like the number.
44.
44 sounds like the guy you read on a Huffington Post article that exposes wiener somewhere.
Florida man, 44.
Age 44. It's always there.
Finds
44.
Dog in pants.
That is a strange find.
We actually just had our 22nd anniversary.
No, 21st, right?
We got married. You got married in 92 or 93?
92.
Okay. Yeah. Then we just had our 21st as well.
Yeah. We're right. We're pretty. Our periods are synced up, dude.
Doing the show. Exactly. Our cycles are in sync.
That's right. Our menses. Josh wrote in and said, Daryl, by the way, who was a big critic of the Bookworm Heroes game, just texted me and said, by the way, Bookworm is totally good now. Play me. Okay, so they've probably fixed a lot of things.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and he hated it at the time. He was mad at the time. So if he's saying that, I take heart in Daryl liking it again. Josh says, didn't know where else to send an email to. I'm a huge fan of all the shows you do anyway. Been hearing you talk about all the Ken Burns documentaries and what with your interest in video games, I thought I'd recommend a nice little short-lived series called Play Value. It's short videos and various video gaming history. They're quite passionate and detailed in them. If you only have time to watch one, I highly recommend The Rise of Nintendo because it shows how dedicated and how much Nintendo believed in their products and how hard they fought to get it in our stores, and nobody in the U.S. wanted anything to do with Japanese video games back in the day. That's interesting, Josh, and I will check them all out. That sounds like stuff I would totally get into. So I'm into it.
Totally. Play value.
Cool. Play value, everybody. Search for it on YouTube. WLG wrote in and says, hi, one of the things I love about your show, and I'm being serious here, is when you drop a spoiler and then rather than acknowledge it, you instead try to convince everyone that it wasn't actually a spoiler after all. It makes me laugh, and it is a spoiler. Just own it. And I do love the show, though, WLG.
That's funny.
Thanks, man.
All right. Yeah, true.
That's true. Speaking of spoilers, Breaking Bad is out. There's two episodes in, and if you want the Breaking Bad bundle, it's now on the store. These are four prints. I'm sorry. Is it four? Maybe even five. Whatever it is. It's all my Breaking Bad artwork that I've done over the last couple of years, over the last year or so, whatever it is.
The Batman, the big Walter White, the Saul.
Yep. And the new one where it's him and Jesse cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one. Can't think of right now. Cool. Oh, the mic, the no half measures one.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
20% cool. less if you buy it as a package than buying them separately. They're all together, $50 is all. Cheap. 20% off the entire thing. So go get it now for a limited time, frogpants.com/store. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. By the way, right. I know we only talked to Cleo now on Thursdays, but I in the chat room, she said much about the surgery. How'd things go? I haven't checked Facebook.
Well, I think it took a lot longer. Like, it was a longer surgery than expected, but things turned out well.
Good. That's what we like to hear. That's what we want to hear. Okay. Great. Where am I now? Sorry, I clicked over to the wrong tab. Here we are.
She says she's good.
Good. That's fantastic to hear. frogpants.com/TMS is where you can find our show notes and blog and everything else we do. Facebook.com/TheMorningStream is where you find us on Facebook. Email us, TheMorningStream@gmail.com, TheMorningStream@gmail.com, and on Twitter, MorningStream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. All right. Let's get the H out of Dodge.
All right.
Get a little musical treat for us.
Yeah, let's close out with a song. That's a very good idea.
Okay.
This one came in last second, like came in Saturday. Hey, Brian, hopefully it's not too late to get this request in. I'm turning 32 on Sunday, August 18th. That was yesterday. Yeah. I was hoping on Monday the 19th you could play a song for my son and I. I asked you last minute for my youngest son, Mason, back in May for a cover, and you played a Bioshock-style cover of Black Hole Sun. I still listen to that cover over and over again when I miss my little boy, though it's my birthday, and as much as I love my wife, I just love snuggling on the couch with my older boy, Trey. He's growing too fast, though. He's only going to be 5 in less than 2 months. Aww. Every night we watch Superhero Squad on Netflix. So for Trey and I, could you please play a cover of Stand By Me? Thanks so much for what you guys do. It means so much to so many people. Love, Derek, Trey, and my little boy, Mason.
Oh, you guys are making us feel today.
Yes, all the feels.
I can feel.
Actually, he did request an original or the original version, but I'm not going to play the original. Come on, it's Coverville. That's what I do. I play covers.
It's covers. Covers all and day, every day.
There's a lot of covers of Stand By Me out there, and they all seem to follow that same dun 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 dun, except for this one right here. This is by Cass Lowe, and it came out on a great cover album called Lifting the Covers, 20 great cover versions. It was released on iTunes, not Amazon, just iTunes, and had a bunch of great covers on there. As a matter of fact, there's two covers on there of Our House, one of the Madness cover or one of the Madness song and one of the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song. So it's kind of funny to see two songs with the same title but covers of two different songs on there.
Right.
But it also included this great cover of Stand By Me. This is Cass Lowe, and he kind of switches things up and it builds, which I love. It's just a great, great version, and I hope you enjoy it with your sons and all of the rest of you out there. Hope you enjoy it as well.
Indeed. All right, here it is. Stand By Me. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Jury Duty, Bill Duran, bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tune in. Brian, continue to feel better, man.
I will. It's better every day is what's happening.
This guy right here is behind you all the way.
Yeah, I can hear him right behind me. It's frightening.
It is frightening. Here it is. It's Stand By Me. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light that we see, no, I won't be afraid.
as you stand. You stand by me, darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand, stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or if the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, just a thought as you stand, stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light that we see.
It's a bugaboo.